calm. Nothing's gonna go wrong.
Always say that, Molly. I'll be fine. I'll be careful. Nothing will go wrong, but something always goes wrong.
Relax.
So I worry about my daughter. Crucify me. Why can't you just get a job or find a nice boy like other girls your age?
I already have a nice boy.
That's not what I meant. You know, he... That thing, not what I meant.
Mom, you know he doesn't like it when you call him that.
I never should have.
But you did! Do we really need to have this same conversation every single time I call you?
Oh God, Father, thou art in heaven. Please, look after my daughter.
Mom.
I'll pray for you.
We both know I'm not the one you should be praying for. Besides, I'll have Wilbur with me.
That's what I'm afraid of.
It's just a quick trip to the bank. Nothing to it. Love you, Mom.
I love you too. Because I have to.
I'll call you later. To meet you. What's wrong? Restraints a little too tight?
Why the hell did you tie me up?
What makes you think I'm the one who tied you up?
What are you talking about? Who are you? What do you want from me?
Always the same questions. What you should be asking is what do we want from you?
We? What are you talking about?
Yeah, we. Me and Wilbur.
Wilbur? Who's Wilbur?
Wilbur is Wilbur.
But we're the only people here.
Whoever said Wilbur's a person?
What are you? You don't mean the teddy bear, do you?
His name is Wilbur.
But it's a teddy bear.
Would you call your mother just a womanly flesh suit?
No?
Didn't think so. It's not about what he appears to be, but what's inside that counts. Isn't that right, Wilbur?
I don't think it can talk.
He speaks to those who are willing to listen.
Okay, I still don't... I mean, do you... What do you want from me?
Oh, right. That's easier to explain if we start from the beginning. My mom grew up in a different time, the 60s.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, age of Aquarius, Aquarius, Aquarius.
She was born in early February, an Aquarius, and she used to consider herself a flower child, a dirty hippie. A sinner. That is, till one day, in a moment of lucid clarity, she let the sun shine in. She found the good Lord baby Jesus and decided to turn her life around. She washed the grease from her hair with holy water. She left it all behind. At least, she tried. But one day, in the midst of her prayers, the devil came for her.
I am the devil! I demand your soul as punishment for your sins.
Well, Ma didn't like that one bit. She pronounced her love for Jesus.
I love Jesus! Get out of my sight, you devil, you! Go find someone else to pick on.
I'm not leaving empty-handed. You must pay for your sinful ways of making love, not war, and wearing sweaters made of hemp. Your soul is coming with me. to burn in hell for all eternity.
Wait, can't we figure out some sort of arrangement?
So instead, my wonderful mother struck a deal with the devil, offering her firstborn child as a penance. Years later, I was born, but I brought such incredible joy to my mother's limp and stay of life that she changed her mind. When the devil came knocking...
Knock, knock! I'm back!
Mom opted to make a second deal instead.
Here's the thing. Turns out I kind of like my kid, so rather than take her to hell, why don't you just take her favorite teddy bear? She calls him Wilbur. I'm sure you'll just love him.
A teddy bear?
Uh-huh. See, he's all stuffed and everything. Really fluffy.
What use do I have for a teddy bear?
You could snuggle with him, have little tea parties. That's what Molly likes to do.
I'll tell you what. You can keep your child. What's her name again?
Molly.
Molly. You can keep your Molly on one condition. I'll leave behind one of my faithful demons to live inside of her teddy bear. He will watch over her. He will guide her sins to me. Thus, your debt will be paid in time. Do we have a deal?
Mom agreed. Thus, Wilbur was born, and we've been best friends ever since. Being that he's a demon, he's helped me stay an innocent little angel, long as I help him out with some mischief from time to time. Once, I stole candy from a baby, just because Wilbur wanted it for himself. Now look at us, all grown up and robbing a bank, just for toots and giggles. Though I must admit, I do like shopping. These earrings don't pay for themselves. Are we clear?
No?
Ugh, simpletons. I really can't make it any more obvious.
But you already robbed the bank. What do you want from me?
Did I forget to mention? Silly me. Every now and then, Wilbur needs new stuffing to keep himself in tip-top shape. However, being that he's, you know, a demon, he requires a special kind of stuffing. He needs your insides to become his insides.
Wait, what? No!
We did it, Wilbur, we did it! Nothing like cruising by the seaside to celebrate.
California girls were unforgettable. Daisy Dukes, bikinis on top. West Coast represent, now put your hands up.
Ah! Oh, crap. Am I dead? Wilbur! Wilbur, where are you?
He's dead, too.
You scared me half to death! Well, you know what I mean. Wait, it's you, the guy from the bank I gutted like a fish.
Yep. That's what they call me.
Huh. Well, this is awkward. Sorry about that, I guess.
Eh, at least you died, too. Besides, I get to go to heaven. No bank lines or hidden fees there. Pearly gates are opening. You coming?
But, Wilbur...
You said he was a demon, right? If that's true, then where do you think he is?
Oh no, you're right. The poor thing must be worried sick down there, all on his own. I'm sorry, I have to go find him.
Whatever. No skin off my nose. Although, when you see the furry little bastard, can you tell him I'd like my spleen back?
Now I just need to find the gateway to hell.
Please watch your step.
Wilbur! I'm coming for you, buddy!
Dominique, nique, nique, s'en allait tout simplement. Routier, pauvre et chantant. En tout chemin, en tout lieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu. Il ne parle que du